Who would you say is the captain of this show on Overdrive?
I like to think I try to be as even keel as possible. I would assume Hayes is probably
there. You go.
The guy that keeps everything on
the rail. We gotta go, buddy.
That's the answer.
We gotta
go.
You know, I would choose Hayes.
Oh no. Get out of the studio! Come on.
You represent the NBA as far as the sports media is concerned there in Toronto. I heard you on DP's show the other day. It was a great spot.
Oh, thank you for that.
Wow.
I think Hayes is fantastic at trivia. He is the captain of trivia.
Hayes, you see, when it comes to trivia.
That's a good point, Brian.
Captain.
Yeah, so I have been anointed the captain of this show. Very rarely do I get joined by a fellow captain. You were never a captain in your NHL career.
Nope.
I had the A for one game, and I took a stupid penalty against Edmonton, and I smashed my stick in half against the glass, and they peeled it off my jersey.
So that's not captain material.
No.
And this is a real honor because
but
we
you
have...
never played a game, so you can't comment on it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Radio, man. This is a captain. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Captain of our show.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
Wendell Clark is in studio. The captain himself.
No. I remember we had about 4 years no captain. It was 87 to 90 till Rob Ramage got the C.
Yeah.
And the coaches, you know, you rotate the A's through the uniforms. You know, trainers would get lazy after a while because the coaches would put different guys down.
Yeah.
So they started putting eight guys had Velcro on their jerseys.
And they just stick it on?
They just stick it on. And so you'd have a bad game, and the guy would come over to you and rip the A off and give it to that guy. And so it'd look worse. You'd be out during the game, and you'd look at a piece of Velcro. Oh, you got the A taken off you last game.
There you go.
Oh,
you must have done something wrong. Yeah, the players are the ones that are making that determination.
Yeah, rotating the A's, that was always fun.
Well, it's great to have you in here. This is going to be really cool tonight. During the pregame, we had Kelly Chase. We've had Chase on many times with us. And usually whenever we have Kelly on, we end up talking about Saskatchewan, and he starts talking about growing up playing hockey there and getting in fights and, you know, different things that were going on back in the day.
Dealings with cab drivers.
Yeah. That was in New York, I believe. I don't think that was in Saskatchewan. But he actually brought up the baseball team that he played on.
Yeah.
Back in the summers, I don't know, I guess in the 80s it must have been. And he mentioned you were on the team, your brother was on the team. Joey Kosher was on the team. He went down this list of like...
You either had to have 200 minutes to get on the team.
Right.
Or you couldn't play.
Didn't matter what your on-base percentage was.
No.
Just make sure you could fight.
You always ran inside the first baseline.
Don't mess around. And there's going to be a piece that's going to be done on that team. It will debut on the pregame tonight. The toughest team there ever was. And Wendell, you were a part of that. That team. What was that like, playing baseball with, you know, a bunch of buddies from back home?
It was a riot to play on because we were all away from home playing hockey. Started in junior somewhere. Barry Melrose had already made it in the NHL, and then we all kind of made it. But we all got to go home, a town of 1,000, and play in every Sunday at these different small-town community fairs. And you got Joey Kosher and Corey Kosher and Kelly Chase and myself and my younger brother Kerry, my older brother Don. Neil Clark, another Clark, and maybe a Blosky, a Kevin Kaminsky. We had...
Teams you were playing against, did they have any idea what the hell was... Did they know, like, no funny business, or...?
Well, some the teams around Kelvington would know, and then... Because Joey would play third base, and Joey had the baby face. You didn't know that he was the toughest guy on the field at the time. We all knew it, but sometimes the teams would start chirping at the third baseman, and we're like, oh, no, don't start with him.
Right.
But everybody just played hard. We played fastball and on a Sunday like it was, you know, Game 7 in a Stanley Cup game. That was just a farmer from back home. He was one of the best pitchers in the area. He's the reason we were in all the games is he could throw a ball, and he'd throw 6-7 games on a Sunday. And he was probably the toughest guy out of us.
Really?
The wiry guy that tried to calm us young guys down. And Barry would be catching, and he'd be hitting bombs all the time with home runs. He'd be the last guy. He's the last guy I know that was using a wooden bat hitting home runs and fastball.
So you guys were all using metal bats.
We were all metal bats, and he had that. We couldn't even lift his bat.
Like a Babe Ruth bat.
Yeah, but we couldn't even touch Barry's bat. That's how heavy the bat was. But he was probably the best long ball hitter I've seen in fastball.
So any funny business? Did anything ever get carried away playing the games? Or
no, like I was playing. I got put out on second. And it's an argument because you're getting sliding in. There's an argument going on. I think it was my first year in the NHL. My brother was the one that hit the ball when going to first, and I was just eliminating the double play, and then there getting to be a little bit of a hassle going on, and nothing started yet, and I'm arguing with the guy, and all of a sudden the guy's not there anymore. My brother rounded rounded first, and kept coming, and boom, took him out right in front of me, because he says, well, Wendell's in the NHL, he can't be fighting anymore. So it's like, so he was making sure I wasn't going to get in trouble, so then he sidelined the guy. So it was like everybody was sticking up for each other.
Just amazing.
I need to see video of this. I wish there was video, because that would be so incredible. Like, did everyone understand who you guys were? Like, were people asking for autographs and stuff? Or
yeah, no, it was a big, but it wasn't that big a thing, because we're all from there. We're all from the area. We're in tournaments every year, all year, every Sunday. We're all playing ball in the area, so it's, yes, everybody kind of knows who everybody is, but that's just kind of the, you know you knew a lot of the players and all the teams.
I felt like if you guys had that much fanfare and were quite a tough team, was there one team that were like, okay, we'll battle you guys? Like you there's always like one oil rigger team or some farmer team would come up and be like, we can take care of you guys physically.
No, there's a lot of great battles. You get into the finals, whether it would be Wadena down the road if they're playing well and had a good ball team, it would be a tough battle. Hudson Bay Loggers just north of Porcupine, there where Kelly was from, they had a team that could play. Trent Yanni would be coming down. He'd be playing for the Kelvington team. You know, Trent Yanni would come and play with us a little bit. So it was a lot of great rivalries, because a lot of teams we're going to get up to play the game. Like, our game one on the morning was as hard as if we got to the finals, because they wanted to beat all the NHL guys that were playing. So the game was starting, the Sunday morning was starting with a lot of fun.
Wendell Clark in studio. You mentioned that pitcher. It was a local guy, farmer, toughest guy potentially on the team. I remember we brought that up with Chaser as well. Like, I always envision the farmer that stayed back somehow being the toughest. Like, oh, you guys, you get soft going to Toronto and New York and St. Louis and L.A., but the guys who stay on the farm, you don't mess with them when you go home. Is there any truth to that? Or?
Yeah, well, the thing with even playing the game and fighting and battling with guys on the ice, the biggest compliment I could give guys were that guy, he might not be, but that guy's farmer tough. It's not anything to do with size. He knows how to use his pound for pound. The guy might be able to bench press 700 pounds, but if he doesn't know how to use it, it really doesn't matter how big he is. And I always nicknamed that the farmer tough guys. Like, you know, Marty McSorley was a big barrel-chested farmer strong guy. Those are strong guys that knew how to use their body and their weight, and had nothing to do with working out in the gym. It was throwing hay bales or hitting cows over the head with 2x4s to stop them, because either that or I had to run a mile to go catch them, so we're going to stop them right now.
Right.
But anyways, I know we're in here to talk about this stuff, but I think the real reason I'm here...
Yeah, what's going on here?
...is to decide and hand out the official jerseys for the guys.
Wow. Is this like a captaincy unveiling or something?
This is a captaincy unveiling.
Wow.
Wow, look at this.
Look at this.
Assistant.
Noodles with an A on his jersey.
Noodles with an A on his jersey.
What do we have here?
Oh, dog.
Number 92.
With an A on his jersey.
Here we go. Wow. It's got Velcro.
Hey, Z.
What do we got here?
All right.
The cap.
Got the C on it. Like, I've been listening to this stuff driving down the road day after day. Let's make a decision.
Thank you. I'm going to start tearing
up. There's the official letters on the jerseys. And
I'm putting mine on.
I'm not putting mine on. It was tough.
I got to
put it on.
Put the jersey on.
I refuse to support it. It's not real.
These jerseys are quite nice.
I made it. You got to give me this. Give me the C in the
radio. I'll give you the C, but I refuse to put the A on.
I don't want to ruffle your.
No.
Well, that means that's Tavares, Pinball, and now Wendell.
That's true.
All three of them voting the kid the cap. Wendell?
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Well, it's good. No, it's
this
good.
This means the world to me, man.
Well, I said we're all good. We don't need tie downs on the jerseys.
No,
guys.
No fights breaking out here. No fights breaking out here.
You'll wear this every day. That's the highlight of
it. Yeah, it's going up on my wall.
This is your alumni coat.
I'm wearing this to the next Leaf game I go to.
And that there's no Velcro on the C.
Yeah.
It's for good.
How about that? Grappler, pictures, Instagram, Facebook, that's got to be out everywhere. Because when Wendell makes that call, It means something.
The captain made the call.
Thank you, buddy. That means a lot.
Awesome, guys.
We appreciate it. Well, this can be a really cool unveiling tonight, again, on the pregame show. And the Leafs, I mean, they're off to a decent start, but high expectations this year. No, they got a new captain, so.
I think it's maybe as the players and the coaches, they're not as happy right now. But deep down, I think this is a good way to start. Last year, we had 50 goals in the first six games.
Right.
Yeah. And at the end, we couldn't still put the puck in the net like that. So this is a way of, I think, the guys, and it's up to us, the guys in the room, to figure out, okay, guys, we better pull together. This is a good thing, I think, for the team, that it's hard to score, and because at the end of the year, it's way harder to score goals than it is at the beginning. So hopefully this is going to pull the guys together to make them a better team.
Yep, I think you're right. I mean, you've dealt with high expectations in Toronto. You know what it's all about. You just got to play through it.
Well, what would you say to a guy like Mitch Marner? I mean, we've talked about him ad nauseum about the contract negotiation and that. And it's not like he's had a terrible start, because he's on pace for 82 points. But I think when you sign for that much, I think everyone, the expectation is this guy's going to go from 94 points to 100-plus. You know, what would you say to a guy like that to at least just put him at ease heading into his games?
Well, I think, because all these guys have pride. Like, they're all good hockey players. They're going to have pride. They're going to put that pressure on themselves. They know the big number they got. So they're going to want. And so they're squeezing a little bit harder than probably would be normally. But really, just go out and play. Like, the easiest, like we all say in a dressing room, when things aren't going well, guys, just simplify your game. Yeah. And then it'll all come back to itself. And that's really what Mitch will do, is just simplify your game. Just do things that you do, because you've been doing it your whole life. So don't change anything, just relax and play and do your thing. But they're all going to feel it. They all got something they've never seen before. So it is a change for those guys in this market, talking about it every day. Now, if you're in anywhere south of the border, this start, you're not even talking about it. You're not even thinking
football
about it. We're here.
Right,
they have to handle a little more. But that's, I think all the guys can handle it. And I think it's going to help us become better at the right time of the year. I'm hoping.
If you were playing tonight, you leave the studio, you go downtown, get your gear on, get on the ice. You think it would be more likely you score a goal tonight or you win a fight tonight? What do you think would be most likely for you today?
I don't know. That's today's lineup or the Minnesota lineup?
Today's
really
lineup.
In it.
Today's lineup. I think you could win a fight tonight.
Well, yeah. We asked John Tavares. Didn't we ask John Tavares?
We said we think Wendell could beat up everyone, basically.
Right now, if you went down and put your gear on right now, you could beat up everyone on the ice tonight in Minnesota.
We did an event the other day, and somebody said, do you think you could still play? Because I'm rounding into shape. And I said, well, we got to take a couple more lines out. We've got the red line out. We got to get rid of the two blues so I can just hang around the one end.
Right.
But it's something that it's fun to watch, and the game's fast. That's the big thing, is how fast the guys think the game, not just because they can skate, because we had guys that could skate, but how the pace of the game doesn't change from your first line to your fourth line. It's all that same tempo, and it's a fast game these kids play today.
Well, Wendell, from one captain to another, I can't thank you enough. If you have any advice for me.
I'm auctioning off my jersey.
Oh, really? Yeah. To pay for your new team?
Yeah.
That's the move. Well, thank you for doing this, even though it's the goofiest thing we've maybe ever done on the show. Wow. We're glad that you were a part of it, and we always love seeing you, so thank you for coming.
Awesome.
Up.
Great coming in, guys. Thank you.
Clark. There's the great Wendell Clark joining us in studio. One more anointment. The kids got to see. It's official. I'm wearing this pretty much every day, all week, the rest of the week.
For sure.
That's a lock, and you got to start wearing it. I know you're on the panel tonight. You got the hair going.
I'm not wearing that jersey ever.
At some point this week, you're wearing that jersey.
Maybe Friday.
All right. Thank you, Wendell.